Buenas tardes, amigos. We are in another musical journey, and this time we have the fortune to have with us Matías Ceballos. Okay. He just did a gig last night at the old school here in Raglan and left us floating, I guess, would be a description. It was such a wonderful event. And we're lucky enough to have him here on the studio tonight with a couple of his instruments. Only two, because I think he had so many instruments, from wind to strings, you know. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, hola. Muy bien. So good. Thank you so much for inviting me again to the program and radio, community radio Raglan. I woke up today so happy because last night we was enjoy a lot. And then it was a beautiful journey, tour from Latin America. A different instrument. Yes, yeah, I started the concert with some indigenous flute instrument, tarcas from Incas, from Latin America. And then I start to sing some song in the different album.
Yes, some of your original compositions, which yes. You are an absolute poet. Yeah. Okay, so, we have the fortune of having him with the guitar and the charango. How do we start? Do you want to start with a song, or we play some of the music? How do you feel right now?
We can create some a little journey to Latin America, different countries, different rhythms, for example, the history as well and the music. We can talk about it, and then I can play some rhythms, because we have a lot of 6/8, for example, Latin America, our folk in different parts. Yeah. We have a lot of 6/8, and it's beautiful condiment that mm-hmm. like.
Well, we are waiting for you. So, you want to play the guitar, or shall we play some of the music we have on the online? I have to say that we have a playlist with some songs from different places in Latin America, and also from his own album that you can listen to in Spotify or Apple Music or any of those platforms. What is the name of the album again?
Tocar a la vida.
Tocar a la vida. To play to life.
Yeah. It's like or touch the life, or no? Or to play to life.
It could be to touch the life.
Touch the life, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm traveling with this album because it's very important for me when I wrote the all this poetry in this album. I was in one moment on the south of Chile. So was I call it a therapy. When you touch the light, you have the key, and you know how can find the balance without your energy and all your thought as well. All your, because you are thinking too many things. You want, if you live in some country like Latin America, with our story and our all the, that we live in there, is necessary to put in one song, or in one picture, on one of the artist, painter, you know, it's like a final one channel for two.
Right, yes.
For the water.
Right, so you definitely find a fantastic channel, and you are quite virtuoso about it, you know. Your musicality is quite wonderful too, and you mentioned Chile, so you are from the Patagonia, from the south of Chile, I believe.
From south of Chile, mm-hmm. Start to Patagonia. The beginning of Patagonia, yeah. All this region in Valdivia, they call it Araucanía, or Los Lagos, start in this line. Start the Patagonia.
Right.
Patagonia is big place, and it's not Chile; it's Argentina as well.
Yes, yes. The very deep south, yes, of the of the.
So it's more, it's bigger than the maps that they all the maps that we know is no, it's not the real.
Yeah, we know that from Mercator and all those map makers, yeah, they've always been cheating in so many ways, you know. Yes, yes.
Yes, big. Chile and Argentina, yeah, I think it's the half of Europe in one part. I think this is big. So in Patagonia, in one place, they can live in 300 million people. 300 million people is. And then it's vast. It's bigger, just one part of the Patagonia. Patagonia is big, big.
Right, yeah. And I find really interesting, you know, the comparison Chile with Aotearoa is that it runs very more north-south, you know, and so the climate kind of is very similar in
it's similar,
you know. The further south you go, the colder it gets, and the other way around.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
Which is, and also Chile is quite narrow, you know, north south, as much as kind of New Zealand is kind of narrow north south, you know.
Yes.
I guess the only difference is having the cordillera in one side, you know, having the high mountains in one side, as opposed to having sea in both sides here in Aotearoa, you know.
Yes.
But it's some similarities.
It's similar. Yeah. And the weather as well. When the people ask me, Matias, how you feel here? It's so cool already. No, this is the same there.
Right, yeah.
But even at the summer in my city on the south, we have around 30 or 35 degrees, and you can go every day to the lake. It's nice.
Right.
The summer, but it's just 1 month. But the rest, a lot of rain. Not too much wind, like a Wellington, when I used to live in Wellington.
Right,
I have
one
story when I arrived Wellington the first week, and I went to make busking. I have all my album, and I put all a Lambton key in Wellington.
Yes.
And people, no, Wellington is windy, but on this day it wasn't no windy. And okay, was play, and then it's coming, the wind in one part of the the middle of the building, and start, and my album, boom, like a twister.
Right, yeah. same happened to me in Wellington the first time. There wasn't any wind and that, and it was no problem, but I went around the corner, and I had to run about 3 blocks to catch my hat, because it just took off.
So we can listen some song from we're gonna go to listen some song from Susana or Inti Illimani. It's
talking Peru, no? The song that we're talking about.
Yes, it's Afro Peruvian music. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, and I would like to share in this kind of music, because it's one condiment. You're gonna listen the 6/8 and Afro Peruvian music. Afro-Peruvian music is most of this music in concentrated in Lima, Peru, because in Cusco and the Machu Picchu area in Bolivia, Peru, is Andean music. So it's different than the Afro-Peruvian music, because it's come from Africa when the people wrote to the for the slave from the sugar cane in different area. For it's so hard history. So these people, the only... for to keep awake, you know, with energy, they sing every day. So, and this is the cajón peruano, this instrument that we know, the cajón peruano, is born in Peru.
Right, which the one that they use a lot in Argentina, no? The cajón.
Cajón peruano, the Peruvian music, the Peruvian people, they use one like a cajón, like a block, the wood, and they put the food, and the some cloth, you know, and when they have a smoke or morning tea, when in the place that are working and the sugar cane farmers, they start to sing and play.
Right.
So simulate like a pumpkins, that are instrument like a box in Africa.
Yes.
The music a pumpkin, and then Paco de Lucía, the flamenco, is very famous guitar. And in one of the travel in Latin America, in Peru,
they adapted to the flamenco
cajón for the rumbas of flamenco.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to say that the instrument that I have and actually made it myself was a cajon, you know, and following the flamenco kind of style of the jacon, the cajon with the string in there, and you know,
they put the four string, the guitar.
Yep.
Yeah, number four string they pull inside the cajon and have a lot of different sound for rumbas.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to then start the journey with Susana Vaca with the Negra Presuntuosa, yes, all the way from Peru.
Será el calor que no abraza, no es de gozo, no es de ira, como tampoco es mentira que algo de ti se ha escondido entre tu talla y mi alma. Será tal vez la esperanza o el cariño adormecido. Sabré reír, yo sabré llorar, yo sabré entregarte mi cariño. Negra, negra que te quiero, goza, negra presuntuosa, mira que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca a boca que me está pisando los talones. Yo sabré reír, yo sabré llorar, yo sabré entregarte mi cariño. Negra, negra que te quiero, goza, negra presuntuosa, mira que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca a boca que me está pisando los talones. La libertad, negra, negra que te quiero, goza, negra presuntuosa, mira que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca, de tu vida, de tu boca, negra, negra, negra que te quiero, que te adoro, que te quiero, negra, mira que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca, de tu vida, de tu boca, negra, negra, negra que te quiero, que te adoro, que te quiero, negra, mira que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca, de tu vida, de tu boca, negra, negra, negra que te quiero, que te adoro, que te quiero, negra, mira que me estoy muriendo.
Bueno, at the end it was the version of Inti Illimani, not Susana Vaca.
Sí, the Negra Presuntuosa. The name of the song is the Inti Illimani. Inti Illimani is a beautiful band from Chile. Yeah. Yes, very famous. Inti Illimani was living When we have the periodo in Chile, the dictator or the cops, the dictatorship,
yes,
from Pinochet, too many artists, they went to for the exilium. How do you say exilio? No.
Sí, sí, en el exiliaron. Yeah, they were in the exile.
Exile. Yeah. Yeah. In Tijimani, they were living. And Italy.
Yep. Okay.
The Sardinia island, yes. So they have a lot of influence as well in Tijimani with the Italian music.
And some of the latest albums that I've been listening to, they kind of touch into the jazz kind of thing a little bit, no? Like it is not so, or the latest that I've heard of them, you know, it's kind of, I felt kind of like a jazz mood somehow, no?
In Tijimani?
Yeah.
Yes. It's amazing musician.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night we played some song from Inti Illimani with the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we played Anquena, Zampoñas, Charango, and guitar, drums. Inti Illimani played a lot of songs as well from Victor Jara.
Right, yeah.
Victor Jara was an amazing composer from Chile.
Yeah, and he had a really terrible end with the dictatorship, huh? Yep.
Yes,
he died in the stadium. Well, it's a tragic story there.
Tragic story, yes. Yeah. But all the song of Victor Jara is life in every part of the war.
Yeah. He stayed with us.
Yes, for example, that one. Victor Jara.
Voy a hacerme un cigarrito con mi bolsa tabaquera. Lo fumo y boto la cola y recójala el que quiera. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, ay, ay. Voy a hacerme un cigarrito. ¿Acaso tengo tabaco? Si no tengo de dónde saco, lo más cierto es que no pito. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, ay, ay.
Victor Jara.
Beautiful, beautiful version of the Victor Jara. Yes, wonderful. Now, Victor Jara, And he, when was when he died? It was in the 70s or
73.
Right.
Yes, yeah. But Victor Jara was a complete artist. He was traveling for all around all Europe from one groups called Cucumel. He was a very good actor, so he was traveling first in a group for making the theater company, like a company theater.
Right.
Yes,
yes,
a musical.
Right.
And in England, he met his wife, Joan Jara. He's from England, but she lives in Chile.
Okay, curious. And it's also Violeta Parra, which is another one of the masters of the Chilean music. She was also an artist, you know, that she was a wonderful painter and did some beautiful collages using weavings, and she was just a complete artist, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think in 1967 in Paris, because Violeta was... spent a lot of time in France. He was at the second floor of the museum, the Louvre. Yeah, to make one beautiful exposition.
Yeah, he did an exhibition.
Exhibition.
Amazing,
yes.
And have you seen, obviously you've seen the movie, no? Violeta se fue a los cielos.
Oh.
Violeta went to heaven. And I think it's in Netflix. And so you guys who are listening, if you had the chance, it's a fabulous movie called Violeta Went to Heaven. And it's the life of Violeta Parra. And it's
beautiful.
Film. And it's a good film.
Yes. Well, let's sing some from Violeta Parra. Huh?
Okay, no vas a volver a los 17, nada.
Volver a...
Esa es, me encanta.
Volver a los 17. Come to you in the translate?
To return to 17.
17.
Yeah, so it's about a 17-year-old.
Ser sabio competente, volver a ser de repente tan frágil como un segundo, volver a sentir profundo como un niño frente a Dios. Eso es lo que siento yo en este instante fecundo. Se va enredando como en el muro en la hiedra, y va brotando como el mosquito en la piedra, como el mosquito en la piedra. Y sí, mi paso retrocedido después de ustedes avanza, el arco de las alianzas ha penetrado en mi nido con todo su colorido, se ha paseado por mis venas y hasta la pura cadena
llevarnos a tal destino. Es como un diamante fino que alumbra mi alma serena. Se va enredando, enredando, como el mosquito en la piedra, y va brotando, brotando, como el mosquito en la piedra. Se va enredando, enredando, como el mosquito en la piedra, y va brotando, brotando, mosquito en la piedra, como el mosquito en la piedra. Ay, sí, 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 como el mosquito. Sí, sí, sí. Como el mosquito en la piedra. Ay, sí, sí, sí.
Ay, pues sí, y sí, y sí. Once I was kind of wondering what will be. Was thinking of making a musical journey on my favorite songs of all times, from all places and on the world, you know. And I'm sure that this will be one of them, you know. Mm-hmm. I just love the poetry of that, you know. And that version that Mercedes Sosa, Caetano Veloso, Milton Nascimento, they made of this song is just to die for. You know?
Yeah. Well, yes, yes.
But yours is not bad either. Really enjoy that.
Yes, yeah.
So Violeta Parra.
Violeta Parra and Victor Jara.
In Victor
from
Jara,
Chile.
So...
We have one song in the list.
Yes.
It's Los Jaivas, no? Hijos de la Tierra. Son Los Jaivas is a band from the 70s in Chile. They mix rock with Andean music, so very famous and so talented. Yeah, so it's a fusion music with the folk and rock. It's an amazing. So I would like to invite you.
So for our listeners, by the way, we are in a musical journey here in Irirangi of Aengaroa, 98.1 Raglan Community Radio.
Llevaron el piano con helicóptero.
Esos fueron los Jaivas. A ver, tell us about the Jaivas, mi querido Matías.
Los Jaivas, they, it's very interesting because this album, o sea, these songs, in another album is called Alturas de Machu Picchu.
The Heights of Machu Picchu.
Yes. So, and in the middle of the dictatorship, the Jaivas in 1981, they went to Machu Picchu and they play there. They make a concert on the top of the mountain. And
right.
Yes, and one of the more difficult to bring the instrument was the piano.
Of course.
They had to use a helicopter.
Right.
Yeah, but something, it was the same like Pink Floyd in Pompeia.
Right.
Yeah, something like that, and the, on the rain. Yeah. So, and there is, and always when we have in the north of Chile, one place called the Valle del Elqui, Valle de la Luna, y Valle en San Pedro de Atacama.
Near to the desert of Atacama. Yeah.
Yes, on the desert of Atacama, there is called the Veil of the Moon.
Right.
And the people always like the mythology or something like that. Or they say, I don't know, when Pink Floyd come to play in Chile, they're gonna play in Veil of the Valle de la Luna,
right?
And the Jaivas gonna play with Pink Floyd.
Right.
And then no, yeah, it's coming.
Right. Yeah.
And all this album, the Alturas de Machu Picchu, the Jaivas, they compose the music. But the lyrics is the poetry of Pablo Neruda.
Right, yeah.
Pablo Neruda is a very famous poetry from Chile.
Master poet of Chile, yes.
And there is one movie as well, the Pablo Neruda.
Yes, we've seen that, yeah.
It's in Wellington in one international festival.
Yeah.
But the Jaivas is a very nice band because it's, they mix the rock, the guitar, with the flute and dandan music and very intense and psychedelic music. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, and talking about mixing, how would you classify your music? How would you say that your music is, are you kind of like a nueva trova or how do you classify?
It's part of the trova. The trova is it's like a style. Music when you play it, you use a lot of poetry and you play the guitar with all your fingers as well and nylon string.
Yes.
So. Like that?
Yes.
It's different on the guitar when you play. Pick and a string metal. So the trova is Latin America, like a Silvio Rodriguez. Libre, cual solamente puede ser libre en esta tierra, en este instante, y soy feliz porque soy gigante. Amo una mujer clara que amo y me ama sin pedir nada o casi nada, que no es lo mismo pero es igual. Y si esto fuera poco, tengo mis cantos que poco a poco muelo, rehago y habitando el tiempo como le cuadra a un hombre despierto. Soy feliz, soy un hombre feliz y quiero que me perdonen por este día los muertos de mi felicidad. Soy feliz, soy un hombre feliz y quiero que me perdonen por este día, los muertos de mi felicidad. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a beautiful interpretation of the Cuban Silvio Rodriguez.
In a long time, I play this song and come from my mind because the song of the Jaivas wasn't the favorite song of my father.
All right.
Yeah, yes. In Chile, growing up with all this music, and this song of Silvio Rodriguez as well. So, because we have not prepared nothing here, so it's like a spontaneous.
Right, yeah. Kind of well, yeah, your father had really good taste. I can say that, you know. Yeah, it was beautiful songs, you know. Yeah, I love Silvio. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I always say thank you for my father. We have in Chile a restaurant, family restaurant,
right,
called La Casa de los Ceballos, like a the Ceballos house.
Yes, yes, yes.
And was like a very important place and for long time in my city. Was like a cultural house.
Right,
so too many artists come from different part of the Chile and poetry, music.
I don't know if I went there once because when we were in Santiago, we went to a really big restaurant. And it had a fantastic musician playing there, you know. And it could have been that. I can't remember the name of the place, you know. But it
La Casa en el Aire, maybe?
Well, actually, it was more Peruvian music. Okay. The food was Peruvian, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There are too many plays there in Latin America.
Right.
And the music is start everywhere. Most of the it start 9 p.m. until 4 a.m.
Yeah.
4 a.m. close.
Yeah, yeah. Typical, you know, happen in Mexico City or anything like that too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the house, the Ceballos house, we start 9 p.m. the music, and too many artists come from play, like open mic.
Right.
Oban, every Friday and Saturday, but finish the music stop at 4 a.m. When we close the restaurant.
So and the food is a Chilean food.
Yes. Wow, yeah. Amazing food.
Yeah, good fish especially, no? They are really good and doing it.
A lot of meat, yeah? All the culture south of Chile, like Argentinian.
Right, yeah.
Uruguay, part of Latin America, parrillas o parrillada, o barbecue, o asado.
Ajá, sí.
Asado, yeah, a lot of
one of these days, hopefully, you guys have an asado at home. You know, we can have the half a cordero, you know, the sheep, and with the manuka, that wood that we have here in Aotearoa, you know, it gives a beautiful flavor to the asado.
Yes.
We'll do one every year here in at our home, you know. So maybe if you're at Christmas around here, come and have an asado with us.
Yeah, I'm vegetarian now. Yeah, around 2 years. No,
well, we'll put a few
almost 2 years. And yeah, but I used to eat a lot of meat. I come from there. I don't know if I'm gonna go back and to my city. We're gonna go travel with my partner to Latin America in December, and I'm gonna go to the our restaurant. And my father, he didn't know about it, and now I don't eat meat. So.
And you don't eat meat for for kind of conscious political kind of social issues, or because of your body is asking for that?
It's one reaction from my body, not from my mind.
Right.
Yes. I passed one period in my life 2 years ago when I lost my job in Wellington because I used to work in sick school, primary, intermediate, and high school. And I have a beautiful project, the Latin American Orchestra Children for Refugees Children from Colombia. I won one New Zealand Creative on the school, I bought the instrument. It was beautiful, beautiful. I was so happy working there. And when the mandate from the BACS appeared in 15 of November, I lost my job. And we couldn't play anymore as well and on the bar or entry, any restaurant, you know, play music and nothing. I need vaccine pass. And the Minister for Education called me if I continue to teach because the family asked me, Matias, we are so sad, where you going to live? And you can my home to teach my son or my daughter. She wants us to still continue with the music. And say, but the Minister said, no, if you continue to teach, you have a one infraction for $3,000 because you are a danger for the community. You can imagine.
Yes. I think we know a lot of that in Raglan. You know, they may be one of the friends that was with you. There is a musician here. He also was a music teacher in Hamilton, and he lost his job out of that. You know?
Yeah. So when I lost my job 15 November, I say, hey, I feel a lot of peace inside me. Oh, I had three people on the bus on the area when the meeting, and say, Matias, you need to put the vax. Say, okay, but I feel peace inside me, and I'm gonna follow this peace. Because all when I use my mind from my heart, the intuition, I try to don't use this mind that every people know,
yes,
here, because it's the ego, and too many questions. So I use my mind here from my heart, and I feel peace, and I'm gonna follow that. So thank you so much. I believe in another world, and in this period, in this process, I start to one journey, but inside me, and my body start to change, and start to awaken and conscience for all this process that is coming, and receive information, like a channel.
Yes.
So about all information, and start to remember, and start remember past life, and start remember a beautiful journey now, and this moment when I went to the supermarket, for example, and I passed for the part of the meats.
Yes.
My body was like a feel the same when you go driving in the middle of the road and you saw when a possum dead, you know, in the middle.
Yeah.
You just feel something. Yeah. The same. But no my mind, because my mind all the time say, oh, the barrio asado,
My mind say.
I can't understand the people don't eat meat, but it was... It's so difficult to explain. It was not for my mind, from my body, because my body started to change that.
Right. No, I really respect that, you know, and we all should follow our intuition, you know. I think it's something that has been followed for many centuries and many generations, many cultures and that, and we cannot keep that away, you know. And even now with the AI, you know, artificial intelligence and that, you know, it's totally the mind, you know.
Exactly.
So we are forgetting about that intuition, about that thing that our body tells us, you know. And I was reading today in the paper, you know, that there is some artificial intelligence that reckon they can govern the place much better than any person, you know, because they could be, I don't know, they reckon they could be better presidents and governors or whatever than where the people are, you know.
Yeah.
And imagine that, you know, it's just forget about the body, the intuition, the soul, you know. It's
because it's everything is what's created from just like a plan, one agenda, 2030. So there's that we have a lot of heavy metal on the food in the supermarket. Around 90% of all the food in supermarket have a lot of heavy metal. And the water, fluor, you know, and too many another metal, transgenic food, and all the so we live in one strange world, so we need to be a little bit awake.
We have to plant our own gardens at home, we have to collect our own water, you know, things that we do at home.
Exactly.
You know, things that we can do here in Raglan, you know?
Yes.
But so let's keep that one up. Now, this program, Musical Journeys.
Yes.
Iriranguiofaingaroa, 98.1. We're in this Raglan Community Radio with Matias Ceballos as a wonderful guest, and musician. And I think it's about time that you play some of your music because.
Okay.
So what. Do you like to play it, or we use some of your album? What do you prefer?
Up to you?
No, well, you are the man.
It's up to you and me, like a son and my friend in the Bay of Island. It's up to you and me. And maybe you're going to sing a new song?
Ah, perfect.
Because next week we go to Wellington, and next Monday... I have the booking from the studio, so I'm going to record in a new song. Maybe I'm going to record in that one, I don't know. But
We listened last night a couple of songs that they need recording, so I hope you do more than just one. So is it had a title yet?
the chorus say, Tengo una casa muy grande.
I have a house very big.
Con distintos colores.
With different colors.
Es el mundo que tengo.
Is the world that I have.
Y salí a conocerlo.
And I came out to find it, to look at it, to know it.
Es el mundo que tengo y salí a conocerlo. Tengo una casa muy grande con distintos colores. Es el mundo que tengo y salí a conocerlo. Muy grande con distintos colores, es el mundo que tengo y sale a conocerlo. En la selva de Palenque me despertó un zaraguato y su familia bailando, guacamayos van volando. Tengo una casa muy grande con distintos colores, es el mundo que tengo y sale a conocerlo. En el lago de Atitlán se bañaba un quetzal que venía de Tikal, cansado de tanto volar. Tengo una casa muy grande con distintos colores, es el mundo que tengo y sale a conocerlo. Tengo una casa muy grande con distintos colores, es el mundo que tengo y sale a conocerlo. En la Isla del Sol me atrapó la chilcana, tarcasisicu sonando, pichando coca y mateando. Tengo una casa muy grande con distintos colores, es el mundo que tengo y sale a conocerlo. Tengo una casa muy grande con distintos colores, es el mundo que tengo y sale a conocerlo. Me enseñaron lo que era la verdad, cómo masacraron y robaron con la iglesia en América. Nunca en la escuela me enseñaron lo que era la verdad, cómo masacraron y robaron con la iglesia en América, cómo masacraron y robaron con la iglesia en América. Hey.
sol. Viene, viene del mar. Viene, viene del sol. Viene, viene del mar. Ahí viene, viene del sol. Colores es el mundo que tengo y salí a conocerlo.
How beautiful, Matías. Esa casa tan grande, that big house that you mentioned in your poem. You're talking about the Mayan region, you know, going from Palenque to Tikal, el río Atitlán in Guatemala.
The lake Atitlán in Guatemala. Sí, sí. I was in all of my journey from Latin America, because I used to spend from such a long time in Mexico and Belize and in Guatemala was one. There is the lake Atitlán. And the 12 apostles have the name every time, a little bit town, like a San Marcos, San Pedro, San Santiago. And close to San Marcos, San Pedro is the name, they call it a small town, San Marcos. Uh-huh. And they have a lot of family artists. And you can see the exhibition of the... The art exhibition and in every house, like a generate, like a grandmother, father, and all the family painting. So you can say, right. Hey, can I enter it? You can go and see, and but beautiful. Right. That there was, and one of the one day in San Marcos, we were traveling, and the rain around 4 or 5 arrived the rain almost every day and the club
a warm rain.
Start the rain in one house and one man was outside the house like a art play the house and then he saw me and then I saw as well and they come. And we went to there for waiting for the rain to stop. And they say, you are looking for something, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then, okay. And he give us the Nahuatl, the calendar, Maya calendar, and right, all the cosmovision and all my spiritual journey come here to the earth. And when I was reading that, the one it was my body shaking. It was like biography. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, yes, one of those moments. Huh?
Oh, and almost cry because this is not possible. This is my life. and then when I left the house, my life changed. And after that, before, and that's I was say okay. Wow, this is that.
Yeah, that's definitely a magic place around all that area around there, you know. Yes, I have the fortune to travel from Chiapas in a river and cross the border and arrive to a place called Las Flores, and from that went to Tikal. It's a enchanted world, you know.
Tikal is amazing.
Tikal
in Guatemala.
Is amazing. It is a double treat because it's the archaeology, it's all the pyramids, and it's also the flora and fauna is amazing. You know, from the birds, the trees, it is incredible.
And you can see just only 3%. All the city, 97% of the city is under the jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
So the movie Apocalypto, de Mel Gibson.
Yeah, which
is in Tikal. They record, they film in Tikal.
And actually, it is spoken in Maya, you know?
Yes, which
is,
yes.
You know, I think that, you know, Mel Gibson, okay, you know, but my respects, at least he did it in Maya, you know? It was
good. Yeah, and then this party made when they cut the head.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and yeah, rolling down the pyramid.
Yeah, I've been there. It was amazing. Yeah, and but in the movies, it's yeah, wow. But it's beautiful Tikal.
Yes,
have a nice experience there in Tikal.
Yeah, and you mentioned also Palenque, which is another wonderful city. You know,
Palenque, another Mayan city, it's close to the, and Palenque is the place that they came from the Galactic Maya.
Yes, and I've been, you know, many moons ago, I work in a magazine of art magazine, and we interview and we have some of the drawings of, I can't remember, the archaeologists who discovered that stone that had this, some of them reckon that it's common, like he was in a nave espacial.
Yes. Because the Galactic Maya, like Inca Maya or in different indigenous culture, because all the cosmovision is from the sky. So, like a Matariki, you know? And Maya, there are Maya people born here, created for human, and the Galactic Maya. And the Galactic Maya, they come from, and the project from Atlantis. So, because the earth here, we come here for live all the experience. For we are different races here. The first polar race, Hyperborean, Lemurian, all this kind of land and all the Pacific is come from Mu, from Lemurian.
Yeah.
And then Atlantis. So Lemurian was a civilization matter connected with the earth. In Atlantis, it was a sky civilization. This, and then this come from all from Sirius, from the pyramid, from Egypt, for example, all the the galactic and in the pyramid they create an Atlantis civilization,
right.
and the science and the school say no, it's a mystery, you know.
We don't know where it comes
from the pyramid.
It's cosmic, you know. And when you know, it's some cultures were cosmic, you know, related to the whole thing, you know, not so earth bound like we are now. Our culture is, you know, like even the pyramid of Giza, you know, the size of it is 10 million of the distance from here to the sun, you know.
Yeah.
So they have some connections that we kind of forgot, you know.
Yeah, because they come from they create that because the pyramid is well at a place when they teletransport in front to go and they enter the pyramid. They had a lot of crystal and then high frequency, and then 1 second, 3 seconds, boom, in Sirius, in another with another planet.
Yeah.
So Lemuria was one project from connect with the galaxy. Different than Lemurian. Then when Atlantis, we have a bad administration, then it was fall down, and then it started our history, like the Diluvio, and around 12,000 years ago, and it started our history, and then Sumeria race, and the Nardental, you know, so, but always it's mystery, the pyramid. No, the pyramid, they are every part of the world. It's come from portal for
and a lot of the beautiful knowledge that we used to have, especially with we are kind of bound by the European kind of knowledge, you know. And in Europe, they burned everyone who had some knowledge, you know.
Yes.
In the medieval times, you know, they did such that witchcraft kind of, you know, and they burned so many people with knowledge, you know, like
Yes, and
in the name of God.
and now I come into my mind. I'm going to sing one song with the charango.
That's a beautiful 12-string instrument. And I wish you guys can see it. It's a beautiful instrument. Sometimes the charango is got, the back is an armadillo shell, no?
Yes, the first of the charango they made with armadillo. But now it's prohibited.
It's prohibited, right,
because it's in protection. Yeah.
Okay, you know, so this
like
one is...
some country, there are, it's prohibited, some animal, when you make instrument.
Yeah.
I have one story, when I bought one instrument in Thailand, one string instrument, and all this part of the bag was like one part of the turtle.
Right, ooh.
And I come to New Zealand, like, and then New Zealand, hey, stop. Yeah, what is that? And what's the electroacoustic? And I bought like a one nice, and then said, okay, and I arrive here, and the airport here, quarantine. To the instrument, and it was because in New Zealand, here. And now Teraroa, they told me the turtle is in protection.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So no armadillo shell, is just all made out of wood.
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of timber is that? What kind of wood, you know?
It's orange wood.
Orange wood. Okay.
And and we are, because we are talking about the history of the civilization and the races. So in Latin America, it's special. Because it's very powerful, because never lost the disconnection with the earth in too many parts. And the language, that song that I'm going to sing, is in Tinku, is in Quechua. The name is Tinku, but it's in Quechua. And Quechua is a language, shamanic language. Mm. So the Quechua is come from Lirio, from Pleiades.
From what?
They describe, this language describes all the cosmovision. Not just from here, from the earth, from condomission around another part, and it's different in English, French, or Spanish. That just this language describe like the quotidian dates, but no cosmovision.
So this is totally Nahual, cosmic. Yeah,
in
yeah.
Mexico, all our language, Mapuzungun and Mapuche. And different
Nahuatl.
The same like here for the Fanu for Maori.
So we're here in Irirangi of Aingaroa, and we have Matias with his charango, and he's going to play us an old song
in Quechua.
In Quechua.
Quechua language.
Yeah, which is a language that's spoken in Peru still.
Peru, Bolivia, north of Chile. Yeah. And because the Tahuantinsuyo was like an Inca empire, so it was big, and it was and then they created border in the front and the country. They put the this place is called Chile. This place is called Argentina. But before it was like just one land, big land. So in one language, pre-Inca, Aymara, and Quechua.
Here we go.
Machacuya ni la hay. Si machay kuniña ñintay machacuya ni la hay. Machacuya ni la ñañetay mataya wankita. Machacuya ni la ñañetay mataya wankita. La 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 si si tu si tu ñañeta y matu si quisi tu si tu si tu ñañeta y matu si quisi tu matu si quisi tu ñañeta y eso si axi tu matu si quisi tu ñañeta y eso si axi tu la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
Bravo, bravo, Matias. I'm pretty sure that this is the first time that here in Ragland, in Faingaroa, we listen to a Quechua song live. It is just fantastic. Thank you very much for that. Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
And we're going to play another song of the ones that Matias suggested us. So. We're going to go En Todas Las Esquinas, el grupo Congreso.
Congreso, this is one of my favorite band of Chile. When the people ask me, hey, you have one favorite band of Chile? Okay, of course, all the song of Inti Illimani, Violeta Parra, but Congreso is another,
okay.
another level.
Let's listen to En Todas Las Esquinas, In Every Corner.
cielo, ángel con alas de vidrio, madre de los hombres, fantasma de emperadores. Libertad mañana mía, libertad mañana mía.
Bueno, eso fue el grupo Congreso, otro grupo chileno. Y aquí de visita nos llegó a Rodrigo, another one of our musical journey DJs.
Ah, DJ. Oh,
yeah, he does what I do, you know? Yeah. He do it 1 week and I do the other one. And he was at home listening to this and said, no, I have to listen to this live.
Nice.
So we are live.
Nice to meet you, Rodrigo.
Gracias.
Now, what do you have for us now, Matias? You have any surprises or some of your music, man?
Okay. So, you was been there and the course last night.
Yes, I was.
A concert.
Yeah, a fabulous concert, you know. Yeah.
So. One of the song, or you want to listen another song, a new song? I have some song like that.
Well, I love a lot of the songs that you did. You know that, ¿cómo se llama? Todo y nada me encantó. The one, well, me encantó is something like it fascinate me. You know, if we translate this, and but also the one that you wrote about your daughter is really beautiful.
Oh.
You know, that sounds like. One that you would like to play for us here in Irirang Yofangro.
Okay, this is in another tunnel. It's open G, and this tunnel we use a lot of musicians use this tunnel in on the countryside in south of Chile. Even Violeta Parra. there are too many tunnels, so you know, like a. Like the tunnel that we all the people know about the guitar. Uh-huh, Latin America, right. You write one part and they play. Dum, bah, bah, da, da, and yeah. I think, what is that? No, it's da, 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 yeah. Da, my grandfather play. Okay.
Right.
So the guitar is boom. It says another.
Different tuning completely to what we're used to. Yeah.
So this song, the name is Everything Spinning Around, Around. Todo gira y gira. Todo gira y gira.
Gira, gira.
Gira, gira. In Portuguese. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this lyric working with my daughter Sofia. She's now 16 years old.
And she's in Chile now, isn't she?
Yes. She was last year with us, living here, and it was beautiful experience. Yes. And in November last year, she took the decision to go back to the country because the mom was waiting for another baby. So now she's love with her man. Sure. Yes.
And you can't really control an adolescent, no? How do you call it?
Teenager?
A teenager, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful experience.
Hopefully she'll get to listen to this podcast eventually.
Yes, I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
Because this song I didn't record in, I would like to record it, and it's talk about, I think, I wrote this song, and she's going to understand this song when she's going to get a little bit older.
Right, so.
Yes.
So, Sofia, listen to this, and if you don't get it, you'll get it eventually.
Portuguese, my friend. O todo gira e gira. Again. O todo gira e gira. In Spanish. E todo gira e gira. E todo gira e gira.
detenerme solo un segundo, encontrar las olas y nadar profundo, tomarte la mano y mostrarte el mundo, ay, ay, ay. Y mostrarte el mundo, quiero que volemos por la cordillera, muchas realidades vivirás en ella, ponte la mochila y deja los cuadernos, llénala de vida y de sentimiento, ay, ay, ay. Y de sentimiento, ay, ay, ay. Y de sentimiento, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Y de sentimiento, ay, ay, ay. Y todo gira y gira, ay, ay, ay. Eso. Everything is spinning around, ay, ay, ay. Todo gira y gira, ay, ay, ay. Y 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 todo gira y gira, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Y todo gira y gira, 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 ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, wonderful. Now, gracias. I think your daughter will eventually get it, and I think we'll get it sooner than you think, you know. And we only have about 4 minutes left for this show, which has been it's been such a privilege to have Matías Ceballos with us here in the studio live. We used to put some, you know, make a selection, get the music and play it on, you know, but this time we have the real McCoy, as they say, you know. So it's so wonderful to have you here. So we have time for, I don't know, we have another 3 or 4 minutes. So what do you think we should do, Matías?
First, muchas gracias. Thank you, Javier. Thanks radio community, Raglan. Thanks all the community here, the All Art Center, for the beautiful space and all the people who has been in the concert last night. It was beautiful. It was beautiful energy.
And he had everyone singing, by the way, you know, one way or another, he make us all sing, you know. And it was such a intense and beautiful. Everyone was so joyful. It was a wonderful event.
And all my friends come from Tauranga, play with me and Arak Pachita, and these groups with flute, the percussion best player, and it was thank you as well, yeah, yes. All the people and even my partner Sabrina, thank you so much. So happy because it's the first time I came here to play. We've been before 3 years ago, we just went a week from one summer, the summer season, but was last night was the first time it was a place to hear.
Well, you are welcome anytime. I know that you're going on a journey, you know, but if you are soul brings you down here, you know, you have a place with for you guys here.
Thank you so much.
In Faingaroa, you know.
Thank you so much.
It will be lovely to have you back.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I hope you don't forget about us.
Thanks. So, and if I want to still continue to record and all my music is, and I will share in all the events and concert and Matías Ceballos music. And Facebook and Matías Ceballos Music and Instagram as well. And my link of the page is matíasceballosmusic.com facebook.com.
Okay, and in the Facebook and in the Raglan Community Radio, you will find the link to Matías Ceballos. And this is not any link. This is the real thing. So, muchas gracias, Matías.
Gracias.
You want to say goodbye with a song, or we just say buenas noches y hasta la vista, baby?
Would you, what song would you like to listen? We are talking about the Chile, Valparaíso. There is one song. You want to listen to this song?
Let's do that.
Okay, yeah. This is like a beautiful journey to my family, friends, and everything, because I used to sing all this song in the Ceballos house, our restaurant family.
Right.
So yes. This song is from Gitano Rodriguez.
Okay. Gypsy Rodriguez, here we go.
Valparaíso. So you've been in Valparaíso, Javier, and this song is for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Valparaíso is such a wonderful place, you know.
Cultural capital.
Just after an earthquake, though. So it was kind of a lot of the wooden houses weren't vertical.
Yeah. But just imagine about the culture is still living, you know,
yes,
all the people.
Yes, and it was so colorful, you know.
Wow. Su historia. Un día nací allí sencillamente. El viejo puerto vigiló mi infancia con rostro de fría indiferencia. ¿Por qué no nací pobre y siempre tuve un miedo inconcebible a la pobreza? Observado, para que lo vayamos conociendo. El habitante encadenó las calles, la lluvia destiñó las escaleras y un manto de tristeza fue cubriendo los cerros con sus calles y sus niños. Y vino el temporal y la llovizna, con su carga de arena y desperdicio. Por ahí pasó la muerte tantas veces, la muerte que lutó a Valparaíso. Y una vez más el viento, como siempre, limpió la cara de este puerto herido. Thank you.
pero este puerto amarra como el hambre. No se puede vivir sin conocerlo, no se puede dejar sin que nos falte. La brea al viento sur, los volantines y el pescador de jaivas que entristece nuestro paisaje de la costanera. Yo no he sabido nunca de su historia. Un día nací allí sencillamente. El viejo puerto vigiló mi infancia con rostro de fría indiferencia, porque no nací pobre y siempre tuve un miedo inconcebible a la pobreza. ¡Ay!
Bravo.
Gracias, gracias.
Qué cosa tan linda, ¿eh? Ha sido un verdadero honor tenerte aquí con nosotros y todo tiene su fin. Y es hora de decir hasta pronto. Esperamos tenerte por acá otra vez en un futuro no muy lejano.
Everything is spinning around, around.
Around, yeah. Gira y gira. So esperamos que en uno de esos giros aparezcan por acá otra vez.
Of course.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Nos despedimos aquí en Another Musical Journey in Irirangi of Ingaroa. Buenas noches. And remember, you can follow this this podcast in Apple Music, in Spotify. Just go to raglanradio.com and go for Musical Journeys. So, muchas gracias.
Nice.